Well, it's good to be here this evening. Those who don't know, my name is James Oliver, and I'm Donnie's eldest brother, oldest one. And it's been a long time. I don't think that he's even heard me in person. I don't believe. You know, we started off at the same church located in Perry County, and that's where we grew up, and it's where we worshiped at and learned. You know, I was thinking some things that would be beneficial in what I could say tonight that would maybe help everybody. And I think, you know, you read the parables that we've been studying, it's great and awesome lessons that we've been doing. And we read verses, you know, like Matthew 22 and 30, you know, when he says, "So the servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good. And the wedding was furnished with guests." And you know, there's going to be a great gathering, and there's a gathering going on. And one day there's going to be a great gathering in heaven in the judgment seat of Christ. And that's where we'll be at, every man, woman, every one of us. You know, 2 Corinthians tells us that we all must appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he has done, whether it be bad or good. Or in Romans 14 and 10, "But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set it not thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ." You know, it's not like that we're not going to, there in that verse talking about brother and how we act and toward our brothers and sisters, that as if we was not going to be judged, but we are. And if there's going to be a judgment and there's going to be a gathering there, then we got to have an invitation. There was the invitation offered. And the invitation that was offered was for salvation, reconciliation, and a pardon for all that we've done, right? And we see it in John 3:16, when it's most one of the real noticeable verses, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believed in him should not perish but have everlasting life." You shouldn't perish. If a believer shouldn't perish, shouldn't be no reason why he shouldn't, those who believe. But the pardon and the invitation is offered through Christ. He's the one who paid for you, for what we've done. We rightly deserve to be there, right? But it was Christ who paid the cost. He's the one that made it possible for us to be saved and be reconciled back to God, and give us this pardon. As in John 1:17, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." Matthew 11 and 28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." He will give us this rest that we so desire. Right? It's through Christ. If we read in Isaiah 55 and 6, he says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. And our God, for he will abundantly pardon," right? A pardon for all that we've ever done. There will be an end time that this will end, right? The invitation goes out, but there will be a time when time's up and we'll stand before Christ. In Hebrews 9:27, it says, "There's appointed unto men wants to die, but after this, the judgment will be there. We won't be late. Every one of us will stand, the whole world will stand there before him." And just as in the days of Noah, you know, in 1 Peter 3 and 20, which sometimes were disobedient, when once long suffered, God waited in the days of Noah while the ark was being prepared, wherein few, that is, eight souls were saved. The invitation went out to those people in those days while the ark was being prepared. There was eight of them that was obedient to it. And today you see that there's a lot that fails to be obedient to the word today. But it's important that we do, because there is a time that it's going to stop, its end, right? And you have to be ready. And you got to live every day as if it's your last day. Right now is the time to do it. Not wait till it's too late. Right? Because then when the door is shut, it's over with. Right? Today's it. Right? And I'm not saying nothing that nobody here probably don't know. And it'd be a reminder to you. But it's an invitation to those, if there's any here that has not obeyed, it's an invitation to come now. Right? Salvation is offered. Christ said in Matthew 28 that he had all power was given to him. And to go out into the world, right? Baptizing them. That's what it's taught in Matthew 16:16, right? Repent and be baptized, you'll be saved. Right? They tell you what it's teaching us. And that's what they did in Acts when they poured it out in the first gospel message in Acts 2. Right? The first gospel message that was preached. And he told them there in Acts 2:38, repent and be baptized. He could have told them whatever, but that's what he told them, right? It's the same thing that was told in Matthew, what Christ told them, repent and be baptized. In Acts 41, we know that they gladly received the word, and that's what they did. They was obedient to it. In Acts 2:47, that we read that the Lord added them to the church. Right? His church. The one that bears His name. The church of Christ. The one that you're very attending right now. But so the invitation goes out. And once it's over, there are no do-overs. In Matthew 25:46, and there shall go away the everlasting punishment, but the righteous and eternal life. Right? There'll be no do-overs. So if you're not saved, if you're not reconciled with God during that judgment, then you will have eternity thinking, why didn't I just do it? Why didn't I make things right? We read, I want to offer some encouraging words, because for those who are saved, and look, you can do it. It's a fight we have. We have to fight it. We have to fight it every day. We can't let our guard down against Satan. Right? He's going to make it tough. He's going to make it difficult. But you can do it. No matter what you go through, you can do it. You can do it with His help. Now, Paul writes in Timothy 4:6-8, this is something we all know, we hear it all the time. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight, and I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up to me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but all them that also love His appearing. And these are encouraging words that Paul gives. It's not just for me, he says. It's for all those who love the appearing. But you have to get ready. Right? Because you're not going to love His appearing if you're not ready. It's going to be the worst day you ever had. Right? It's going to be a terrible day for a lot of people. But that's encouraging. But we can do it, and it's hard. It's not easy. We can do it. You can do it. Jesus gives us encouraging words in John chapter 14 when He said, let your heart not be troubled. And I think that's some of the most encouraging words that we could have, was let your heart not be troubled, straight from Christ Himself. And then He tells us in verse 2, He says, in My Father's house is many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. For each and every one of you, there will be a place there. And Jesus says, and if it weren't so, I would have told you. He told us all things, everything we ever needed to know about it. We just have to follow Him. And how do we do that? Right? How do we do that? We enter through the straight gate, right? We enter through the straight gate. Matthew 7:13, enter ye the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth into destruction, and many there which be in enter thereat. In John 14:6, thus saith him, and I, Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto me but Father but by me. You go unto the straight gate, right? That's the way you go, and that's through Christ, doing what he says to do, the way that he says to do it, right? And it's not nothing that we're not going to understand, that it's going to be that we weren't told. It's an open book. We know how the story ends. We know how it goes. It's already written here for us. All we got to do is just follow the plan. And that's it. But we can do it, right? Matthew 7:21 says, not everyone to me saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Those who do the will of God is the ones that's going to make it. Right? And the world has some type of a problem with that. Right? Because the way we do that is through obedience. The law of the world says, no, it's not, you don't have to be obedient. You do whatever you want to. Right? You don't need the obedience to Christ. But in 1 Peter 4:7, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And it first begin with us, that what we shall end be of them that obey not the gospel, what the gospel of God. 2 Thessalonians, in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God, and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. So why do those who not obey the gospel? Right? They'll forever be lost and separated from God. And you've got to have faith. Right? God's got to have faith. We have to believe that God says what he means, and he means what he says. Right? And we know that he'll give us what he promised us. And that's what we want. Right, but we have to be obedient to it. And that's what we hear over the studies we have, over the lessons we have about the kingdom, right? And all these parables that we read, if we're getting ready, that's what we are learning about. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it's impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a reward of them that diligently seek him. Right, you got to have faith. You got to believe that. He's going to give you exactly what you want. Right? You want eternal life? He's going to give it to you. But you have to be obedient. Right? You have to follow what he says here. It's not going to be a surprise. Right? What we have to do, because he's written it all down for us. Everything we need to know. But we have to study it. That's why we're here tonight. We're studying. Right? It's important. And we have to live it every day as if it was our last. Because we don't know if we're going to have tomorrow. We don't know if we're even going to have tonight finished that. We might not even make it home. But give it all you have right now, as if it was your last moment. That way there'll be no regrets when it's over with. And as Donnie said in his lesson Sunday, that, you know, and let me end with this, you know, hang in there and be obedient. And, you know, a faith that saves is a faith that obeys. And that's a fact. That's the way it is. Faith that saves is a faith that obeys. And would you obey tonight if you're here and you're not? You're not a member of the church right now. This is the invitation to you to come right now and make things right. You know, and those that are members, I hope this puts you in members of things. And I hope it encourages you to keep on keeping on, even when times are tough, that you keep on doing it, right? Because you got a whole group right here at the church that loves you, each and every one of you. If we can be any assistance to you tonight, and there's anything you may make known, come forth now. about together while we sing.